Some part of you, for every person in this room, some part of you right now is aware of the anointing. What's needed is to now learn what that part is. It's a weird way to put it. A friend of mine who's a pilot, he says when they train you to fly in a flight simulator, he's a pilot with, like, I think 18,000 hours, which is extraordinary for a non-airline pilot. When they take you in a flight simulator, they regulate the oxygen levels while you're flying. And there's a point in the test where you have a piece of paper and a pencil, and they lower the oxygen levels because they want you to know what it feels like, because nobody's going to tell you oxygen levels are decreasing. They want you to know how your body reacts to a shift in the atmosphere. And some people's leg muscle will twitch. Others, maybe the hair on the back of their neck stands up. It's like if everybody's right kneecap twitched, they could put it in the manual. When the right kneecap twitches, you got an issue. Lower that plane, you know. Because they've got backup oxygen systems. But what happens if they fail? So they want you to be able to know, get the plane down to a safe elevation. And if everybody's right kneecap twitched, it'd be easy. You just put that in the manual. But the problem is everybody's body reacts to the same environment differently. And so they lower the oxygen levels, and you're sitting there, and you have to write down everything that you begin to feel and sense. And then right as the person starts to pass out, they increase the oxygen levels, and then you've got your list. And you memorize. You know, when that right shoulder begins to ache for no apparent reason, I better check oxygen levels, make sure. How many remember the golfer Payne Stewart years ago? His plane with a number of people on the plane crashed because of a failure in the oxygen system of the plane. The backup, there was a mistake made in the back. Air Force flew right next to him, and they watched as everybody inside the plane was unconscious. They couldn't do a thing to save them because somehow the warnings that went off for the pilots was never recognized. So how does that relate to you and me? It means every time we come together in the house of the Lord, it means that when we, in our small groups and in our homes, doesn't matter where it is, your personal devotions, you just begin to pay attention to what happens. You know what happens to me more than any other phenomenon is I will have